Jamaica is the third largest marijuana supplier to the United States. More news right after this.
You're welcome anytime, anywhere you'll find a smile. You've got Visa. Visa is all you need.
Visa says so much. Visa says you're in touch
with all that life has to give and the way you want to live.
It's all you need.
A 64-year-old California man has been awarded $4.6 million, but says there's no amount of money that can replace what he's lost. A court found doctors negligent for removing Harry Jordan's healthy kidney rather than the one that was diseased. Eventually, 80% of Jordan's diseased kidney was removed as well. And Jordan, who's on the board of the hospital where the operation was performed, says, "My life is now one of pain, pills, and medical visits." I'm Carol Pazewski, CBS News.
CBS reports to you.
News 74, KCBS, where the news watch never stops. Bob Hallman says scattered showers are possible tonight and tomorrow, with gusty winds raising a traveler's advisory in the Sierra. We'll have the complete forecast in just 3 minutes from right now. KCBS News Time, 8:06.
And at KCBS News, we'll hear more from Don Klein on this in about 10 minutes from now in an exclusive interview with KCBS Sports Director Klein. 49er President and Head Coach Bill Walsh says the football club is not happy with its lease arrangement at Candlestick and the substandard facilities at the stadium. Walsh stressing the need for luxury box seat improvements at Candlestick Park. He also indicates the Niners would be interested in joining the San Francisco Giants in a possible move to the Peninsula or the South Bay unless the improvements are made at Candlestick Park. And with all that talk about a possible move, most people have overlooked the very important fact down there in San Jose. San Jose already has a professional baseball team buzzing around, and Santa Clara County Bureau Chief Bill Polish has that story.
If the Giants were to come to San Jose, they're going to have to pay. Harry Steve owns the San Jose Bees baseball team, and they have been in the South Bay under different names for 42 years. And Steve says under baseball's territorial rules, if another team wants to relocate within 10 miles of San Jose, they've got to buy him out. So what would it take to get him to move?
I'll tell you, right now, I don't want to say exactly a figure, but I can say this.
Ballpark figure.
The new owner of the Denver Bears, that's a AAA club, the man that wants to bring Major League Baseball to Denver just paid $3 million for it, the AAA territorial rights in the franchise. So, I would say you're looking at close to seven figures, probably.
Steve says he'd love to have the Giants move to San Jose, but he won't do it for free. After all, he says, business is business. In the Santa Clara County Bureau, I'm Bill Polish, News 74, KCBS.
And if that leaves San Jose out of the running, San Mateo County will be glad to offer an alternative today. The San Mateo County Stadium Task Force picked out a Redwood City site for a proposed new sports stadium to attract the Giants. Task Force member John Steen says the favored site is on 700 acres east of the Bayshore Freeway, and that's just south of Redwood Shores, that site. Not aware of the latest developments concerning the Niners, Steen says members will be meeting with Giants owner Bob Lurie to talk about the proposal.
We formed a committee to look at the financial possibilities of raising money to build it, and also we'll be contacting Mr. Lurie. Well, there's a lot of Giant fans, not only on the peninsula, but south of the peninsula and the East Bay, which make this site, pretty viable.
Steen says the advantages of the site include good weather, easy access from the East Bay, South Bay, and San Francisco, and heavy fan interest on the peninsula.
And San Francisco 49er running back Carl Monroe off the hook today. San Jose's district attorney has decided not to charge Monroe with drunk driving. A former doctoral student who killed a Stanford University professor says he's going to refuse parole for a third time. Theodore Strelewski has told authorities at the California Medical Facility in Vacaville he prefers to serve out his 8-year term so he can go free without any conditions on his release. That's on the 8th of September he'll be let go. The 48-year-old Strelewski was convicted of beating to death a math professor, Carol DeLue, with a hammer in 1978. Strelesky has claimed that Deleuze's murder was morally correct.
KCBS News Time, 8:09. Bay Area weather forecast calls for a chance of showers through tomorrow. Highs in the 40s and 60s, lows in the 40s and 50s. Northwest winds up to 25 miles an hour. Some representative temperatures around the Bay region. Moffett Field, 55. Red Bluff is at 53. And Stockton's 55. Up in the Sierra, travelers' advisories are posted for gusty winds up there. Really gusty winds. Increasing clouds in the forecast tonight for the Sierra. Lows 15 to 25.
Miami Beach.
No, Nassau.
How about Trinidad?
No, no, it's definitely St. Croix.
Your Bay Area Computerland dealer has some good news and some not-so-good news.
Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Here's the good news. Just buy a computer system such as Apple, IBM, AT&T, or Compaq for $2,500 or more from a participating Computerland dealer, and you'll get a free round-trip ticket to anywhere Eastern Airlines flies in North America.
How about L.A.?
No way.
Now, the not-so-good news. You have to choose from almost 100 exciting destinations.
Cancun.
Take off for the white sandy beaches of Mexico.
New York.
Or the big city excitement of the Big Apple.
Chicago?
Not my kind of town.
Well, how about Acapulco?
Meh.
Acapulco, or we visit my mother in Omaha.
Acapulco's perfect.
Computerland, where you get the largest selection, the best prices in the Bay Area, and Acapulco. Certain travel restrictions apply, and this offer is not valid with special discount purchases.
Visit Computerland stores in Danville and in Dublin. KCBS News Time is 8:11 right now.
Dow Jones Industrial still can't close over 1,300. Don Wiegand at the Pacific Stock Exchange. Details on our next report.
And Don Wiegand's next report coming up in just about 9 minutes from right now. Kim?
Attorney General Ed Meese appeared on a panel at the Mark Hopkins Hotel here in the city this afternoon to make a sales pitch for Reaganomics. News 74's Barry Simmons covered that talk.
Meese appeared on a panel at the Mark Hopkins Hotel. He listed the successes and failures of Reaganomics and the unfinished business ahead. On the plus side, Meese said,
"The fact that in 1984 over 4 million jobs were created and that we are creating new jobs at a record height, that real per capita disposable income in that year increased $271. That investment in plant and equipment is expected when the final figures are in to increase about 14%. That 1.7 million new homes were built and 10.4 million cars were sold."
Meese added the inability to reduce the federal budget is one of the administration's biggest burdens, and he urged the line item veto for the president to reduce the spending plan. Meese gave the local press the cold shoulder, and aide said he promised the Washington, D.C. press corps his first news conference as Attorney General. In San Francisco, Barry Simmons, News 74, KCBS.
Alameda County supervisors are bracing for a lawsuit by taxpayers aimed at stopping a junket to Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief in the East Bay, Jerry Wilcox, reports officials plan to pay for the trip with county funds.
District Attorney John Meehan, County Council Dick Moore, and Board of Supervisors Chairman Charlie Santana have the go-ahead to spend county money to fly to Washington and help Edwin Meese celebrate his confirmation as Attorney General, and to lobby Meese about some help for Alameda County's drug problems. Well, as it happens, Meese was in San Francisco Friday, and the same three officials met with him in the city. Will that change their plans to go to Washington? No, says Santana, they still plan to go. Meanwhile, Supervisor John George says it is probable that a taxpayer's lawsuit will be filed next week to block what he calls a junket, pure and simple.
It's a visible, real, visible example of extravagance at a time when the county is uptight on fiscal matters.
Supervisor Santana, who says he could come up with a legitimate excuse to go to Washington once a month if he wanted to, insists, in his words, it's for the benefit of the county, not Charlie Santana. In the Alameda County Bureau, Jerry Wilcox, News 74, KCBS.
Bank of America's fired 5 employees and demoted one other because of a $95 million loss. In addition, it has also filed a lawsuit against those 6, 2 Southern California companies and a Chicago law firm. Winslow Kristen, a B of A attorney in San Francisco, says the actions are the result of a $95 million loss in alleged mortgage securities in a fraud. But he says the bank's employees are not charged with the fraud.
I want to emphasize here, we have no evidence of any fraudulent or other criminal actions by our employees, but there were negligent acts by them that made it possible for this fraud to break into our system and cause this heavy loss.
And let me say that Christian says the bank has set up new guidelines to protect itself in the future. In the meantime, he says the shareholders will suffer the losses.
We'll hear from Diane Callis now. Brookside Hospital has submitted a plan it hopes will satisfy state officials who charged it with code violations. Contra Costa County Bureau Chief Callis reports the hospital was cited last month in connection with the death of an emergency room patient.
The state's investigation concerned the recent case of Eugene Barnes, a stabbing victim who needed neurosurgical care, which neither Brookside nor two other hospitals said they could provide. 5 hours after he was wounded January 28th, he was transferred to San Francisco General, where he died 3 days later. The Licensing and Certification Division of the State Health Services Department launched an investigation and cited the San Pablo facility for not having a plan of care for such injuries, for not having a plan for transfer when necessary, for failure to provide neurosurgical care, and for not reporting the incident to the state. The hospital had until today to draw up and implement a plan to correct these violations. State Health Spokesman Hank Shainlein says they received that plan this morning.
The plan is being reviewed by district office staff, and our review won't be complete until next week sometime.
Meantime, the state investigation concerning the other two hospitals in the case has not been completed. In the Contra Costa Bureau, I'm Diane Callis, News 74, KCBS.
54 degrees in Fairfield and 61 degrees in Southern California at Burbank Airport. KCBS News Time, 8:15. Sports, Ken?
Yes, and on the KCBS Sports Line, we now have three NBA finals in. The Bulls won theirs tonight over the Knicks by the score of 109-104. Denver and Dallas still in overtime. They are tied 126-126. San Antonio over Detroit. The Pistons lost it 108-98. And the Hawks over the Celtics 114-104. In Division 2A girls basketball, high school basketball at the Oakland Coliseum tonight, McKinleyville 55, Liberty Union 43, Bishop O'Dowd 40, and Moreau of Hayward 39. That's in Division 3A girls. These two winners, that is O'Dowd and McKinleyville, advance now to the Northern California Basketball Finals. That starts on Wednesday, and that, too, at the Oakland Coliseum Arena. And here he is, our KCBS Sports Director, Don Klein.
The possibility of the 49ers remaining as a lone tenant at Candlestick Park is far from desirable for the Pro Football Club. And Bill Walsh and the 49ers readily understand the problems of the Giants and their unwillingness to play at Candlestick beyond the 1985 season. As Walsh has told us here on the KCBS Sports Line, the 49ers have equal concern about Candlestick, starting with what he calls an unfavorable lease. Talk of a move south by the Giants to the Peninsula or South Bay is of interest to Walsh, who would consider joining the Giants in such a venture.
Well, I think it's vital that the clubs remain together. I'd hate to see the Giants leave. First, they have a wonderful owner and a compassionate man for his city. And also, we need Major League Baseball, and we're never going to really honestly replace the Giants the way we'd like. But we have to work together with the Giants, the 49ers do. I think we're the main attraction, to be honest with you, because professional football is at its peak. But still, we should work together, and if we can, then those people that have approached us about a South Peninsula Stadium have something very feasible that they can accomplish, because they have two parties very much interested.
Along that line, the San Mateo County Stadium Task Force has selected a Redwood City site near Redwood Shores as a possible location for a new stadium to attract the Giants. And that group undoubtedly will be interested in the latest word from Walsh that he sees advantages for all concerned if the Giants and the 49ers remain together. In golf, Curtis Strange, paced by an eagle three on the 10th hole, shot an 8-under par, 64, to tie for the lead with Fred Couples at the halfway point of the half-million-dollar Honda Classic in Coral Gables, Florida. Couples, who established the course record at 63 in the opening round, followed with a 68, leaving him in a tie with Strange for the lead, 13-under par. Mike Bright, technically a rookie at age 29, despite playing six tournaments last year, is two shots back at 133 after carding a 65. And in pro basketball, investor Herbert Cole will buy the Milwaukee Bucks and keep the NBA club in Milwaukee. That's the KCBS Sports Line. This is Don Klein, KCBS News 74.
News 74 KCBS Friday News Watch. As you've been hearing, San Francisco may not only lose its baseball team, could be stripped of its football team as well. The world champion 49ers say Lurie is right about Candlestick.
And a major victory in federal court here in the Bay Area for cable television and its viewers.
Chrysler Chairman Lee Iacocca says it's a sad day for America. We'll tell you why in less than 15 minutes. I'm Chet Castleman.
I'm Ken Ackerman.
KCBS News Time, 8:19. The Business Report in 3 minutes from right now. European Motors Limited, which takes some pride in being forthright, direct, and honest, would like you to know something about the Blue Book and pre-owned Mercedes-Benzes. Although the Blue Book purports to know the price of all used cars, the Blue Book isn't so accurate when it comes to pre-owned Mercedes-Benzes at European Motors Limited. For example, European Motors has a 1981 380 SL Coupe Roadster, number 5927. The Blue Book price is $36,850. The European Motors price is $34,999. European Motors Limited has a 1980 450 SL two-door, number 6036, the Blue Book value of $34,900. European Motors Limited says its price is $32,500. Now, the point is, when it comes to buying a Mercedes-Benz, you need not go by the Blue Book, but you might well be advised to go by the European Motors price book. European Motors Limited in Oakland on Broadway and in San Francisco on Van Ness is open every day, including Sunday. Now, they'll show you the Blue Book, and then they'll throw it away. KCBS News Time is 8:20. Bob Holman says a new weather system is bringing some scattered showers to sections of the Bay Area and may continue to do just that through tonight and into tomorrow sometime. Winds are very gusty up in the Sierra with some snow showers there. Traveler's advisory has been posted in the Sierra because of those gusty winds. And temperatures all over Northern California are expected to stay on the cool side, according to Bob Holman. Some temperatures at the moment, Redwood City 51. Monterey, 50 degrees, and Bakersfield is 76.
Is your time running out? If you're injured in an accident, don't let your right to compensation be lost because of delay. This is a legal alert from the California Lawyers Group.
Are you being a nice guy and letting the insurance company string you along? Hold on, there are traps called statutes of limitation. It means if you miss a deadline, you may lose your right to file a claim. In most cases, you have only 1 year to file your lawsuit, but some deadlines are shorter. For example, where a bus, a sidewalk, a playground, or other public agency is at fault, you have only 100 days to file your claim. And if the other driver is not insured, you should act within 30 days to protect your rights. Lawyers who specialize in accident injury cases know that delay hurts your case. Contact a lawyer for advice. In your area, call 800-228-1223. That's 800-228-1223. There are no fees unless your lawyer settles your case. No charge for initial consultation.
Get a lawyer near you working on your settlement now. Call 800-228-1223. Don't delay. This has been a legal alert by the California Lawyers Group.
KCBS News Time, 8:22. Don Wiegandt in now, taking a look at business.
Quite a day today, an all-time closing high on the Dow Jones Industrials, up 1535 at 1299.35, but still unable to pierce Dow 1300. Volume heavy, 140 million. Transportation's ahead 4, utilities even, and advances led 11 to 5. And local stocks varying down 2.5 on a lower forecast right at the opening bell today. Genentech of South City put on quite a show, up 4.5. It was up about 6 at one time. 1 million shares were offered today by Hambrick and Quist and Payne Weber. Frontier Holdings, a loss, 21 million. Bonds closed higher in New York, and Bank of America, as expected, has filed suit in the pooled mortgage deal. At the Pacific Stock Exchange, Don Wiegandt, News 74, KCBS.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Oh, those old radio programs could really make you shiver. I still look back fondly on those episodes packed with suspense and mystery. But now that I've retired, I can see more clearly than ever that there are times when you just don't need any suspense or mystery. Like when you're talking about a Medicare supplement. That's why I've got my Medicare supplement plan with Blue Shield of California. With Blue Shield of California, I never wonder or worry because I know I'm getting good health protection. That's the kind of health coverage I can depend on. At rates I can afford. There's no mystery why I'm covered by Blue Shield of California. It's a program that doesn't put me on the edge of my seat.
If you're 65 or older, Blue Shield of California can take the suspense out of buying health coverage. Contact their office in your area today.
KCBS News Time, 8:24. Time for one of my kind of news items. A West Hartford, Connecticut writer says he's the first human to have a bank account on the moon. he's opened an account with the Lunar Branch of the Lamar Savings and Loan in Austin, Texas, with a $1,000 deposit. You want to know why he's doing this, right? Well, he says when he gets to the moon, he just wants to have some walking around or bouncing around money. Chet Castleman, News 74, KCBS.
Look at me. Look at me. You did it, Grodin.
You did it, Grodin.
Look at me now.
I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth when I say this is a bargain.
You're listening to real person ventriloquist Steve Kay and Jerry.
That's me.
I just saved $147 at Grodin's on a pure wool vested suit by DeBruzzi.
He's no dummy.
Normally, this DeBruzzi suit is $335. I got it for only $188, and it's no clearance. It's brand new.
Does it come in my size?
Pure wool vested suits, perfectly tailored by DeBruzzi. Herringbones, plaids, stripes, solid colors, now only $188.
I actually saved $147. Lucky me. Lucky you. Knock on wood.
Stop that!
You did it, Grodin's. Look at me now.
KCBS News Time, 8:25. News Time.
The ability of city and county governments to control cable TV franchises was dealt a blow today by a federal court in San Francisco, as we hear now from Bob Melrose.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit in San Francisco, ruling in a Los Angeles case, says it is illegal for a city to give one system the exclusive right to send out a signal. The court says it is a violation of free expression. The ruling would appear to open cable TV regulations to the marketplace, meaning customers could choose from more than one system for the service. It could also mean no service in areas that now have it. Harold Farrow, who brought the case on behalf of a Los Angeles company kept off of a cable system, believes the customer should benefit.
For example, those who are in business are going to have a right to stay in business unless they just can't, unless their customers don't want them. Instead of having to worry about what City Hall says, they're going to have to worry about the customer side. Those who get into business are going to be free to make an intelligent decision as the marketplace, decide whether they want to invest their money or not.
An appeal to the United States Supreme Court is likely. In San Francisco, I'm Bob Melrose, News 74, KCBS.
Oakland and Berkeley police and fire officials have decided to work together in an effort to catch an arsonist. Authorities believe the same person may be responsible for a string of East Bay arson fires, including three this morning in Oakland and in Berkeley. Well, according to the latest survey, the latest in available rental units accounting for less than 1% of the housing in San Francisco. This all-time low means headaches for renters.
Total units, total vacant units for multifamily are about 1,300 units. And out of a total housing stock of 275,000 units, that means when people are out looking for an apartment or out looking to buy a home, there's not much to choose from. So there's a bottom-line problem for the consumer and people looking for housing. It also means there's a lot of pressure on rents and prices when there's so few units vacant.
That's Bradley Inman of the Bay Area Council. He also says this is going to mean people will become more and more reluctant to move. And he says the prices of homes and apartments in San Francisco are 90% higher than the rest of the country, while incomes are only about 15% higher in comparison.
KCBS News Time, 8:28.
It takes getting up early ahead of the rest. It takes moving faster and being the best.
Here's another way PSA is faster at being the best. PSA's frequent flyer program now pays international travel awards the fastest of any airline, because PSA now has a new travel partner, TWA. So you can earn free flights to London, Madrid, anywhere TWA flies to. And till March 31st, PSA is offering double bonus miles to earn that trip twice as fast. Plus, for all those who sign up now, there's a free 3,000-mile credit to get you off the ground. How's that for an offer that's tough to refuse?
To make it smile. We know we gotta be tough when it's a matter of pride. Enough is never enough. We know what it takes to go that extra mile. So we gotta be tough to make you smile. Get your smile, PSA.
Looking at weather, chance of showers through tomorrow, even where you live, maybe. Highs in the 40s and 60s, lows in the 40s and 50s, northwest winds up to 25 miles an hour. The Sierra, gusty winds up there. Travelers advisories posted even. They're that gusty. Increasing clouds tonight with lows 15 to 25. 52 degrees at the Oakland Airport and 54 degrees in Reno.
Say hello to a goodbye.
Your Northern California Nissan Datsun dealer has done it again. Say hello to 8.8% APR financing. Qualified buyers save hundreds and hundreds of dollars in interest payments, even more depending on the truck you buy. Say goodbye to high interest rates and hello to 8.8% financing at participating Nissan Datsun dealers.
Say hello to a goodbye, Nissan Trucks 485.
KCBS News Time, 8:29. News 74, KCBS, Friday, March 1, 1985. South Bay officials may have a problem convincing the Giants to move to San Jose. But San Mateo County already has a spot picked out, and now it seems the Giants may be joined by the 49ers in a possible move.
Ortega and Schultz are poles apart, philosophically, but the president of Nicaragua and the secretary of state are only a meeting room away in South America.
And residents of the Russian River have received the all clear. The water will be safe to drink by early next week. I'm Chet Castleman.
And I'm Ken Ackerman.
KCBS News Time, 8:30.
And we have a report, before we get to the Ortega-Schultz story, a report of a power outage in Pacific Heights here in San Francisco. We're right on that story. Lee Hammer checking it out right now to get details for you. Secretary of State Schultz and the Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega are going to talk tomorrow, but diplomatic sources they will not negotiate. Schultz and Ortega will meet in a hotel in Uruguay, where both are attending the inauguration of a new president. Ortega told one of the news associations the United States is in a very confrontational position in relation to Nicaragua. He says this is a time for Washington officials, to quote him now, to reflect and to change their attitude.
Detroit is not too happy to hear the news, but it has come, and we hear about it from Gene Gibbons.
After March 31st, Japanese car makers will have open access to the American market. Voluntary import quotas are scheduled to expire then, and President Reagan has decided not to seek an extension. A spokesman says the decision reflects the president's belief that the U.S. auto industry is healthy and competitive. The quotas had limited Japanese car and truck sales in this country to 1,850,000 units annually. Removing the ceiling is expected to cause a 400,000 to 800,000 unit increase in Japanese imports and exert downward pressure on auto prices. U.S. carmakers claim the move will cost American jobs, but a Federal Trade Commission study indicates the employment impact will be minimal. Gene Gibbons at the White House.
And there was predictable reaction from the auto industry tonight. Chrysler Chairman Lee Iacocca called the president's decision a sad day for America. Ford Chairman Peterson said the move would create jobs in Japan at the expense of, said he, the American worker. Key Republicans are talking today about compromise to get some financial help for farmers. Doug Gross, Iowa's Governor Terry Branstad, a chief aide, suggested today a relief package on Capitol Hill could be trimmed of parts that would add to the federal deficit. The farmers would still get some help, said he. The Republic of Ireland will not be marching in the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York, and we hear about that from John Ryan in Dublin.
The Irish government is to boycott the big St. Patrick's Day parade in New York later this month. Foreign Minister Peter Barry, announcing the decision, said no government minister or representative would take part. No official reason was given, but government sources indicated it was because IRA sympathizer Peter King will lead the parade. Mr. King, who is financial controller of Nassau County in New York, has spoken out in support of the IRA. The Irish government previously boycotted the parade in 1983 when it was led by outspoken IRA sympathizer Michael Flannery. John Ryan in Dublin.
A few whacks of the bamboo cane tonight for people in China who are too abusive in some consumer areas. We hear about that from Helene Chung, who's in Peking.
Announcing stricter controls to protect consumers, the official China Daily says there will be a crackdown on products which are poor copies of well-known brands and warns that speculators will be punished. Counterfeit cigarettes, bicycles, TV sets, cassette recorders and tapes, all bearing well-known brand names, have been found in state-owned shops and free markets. During the Chinese New Year, tens of thousands of bottles of bogus wine were seized and found to contain large amounts of poisonous methyl alcohol, which can cause blindness and death. Profiteering used to be rare, but has grown with the introduction of new flexible economic policies. This latest crackdown is only one of a series of warnings against abuses of China's new policy to get rich. Helene Chung for CBS News, Peking.
Also in Asia and Japan, a gang that had been attempting to terrorize a candy company has been heard from again. Barbara Slavin reports from Tokyo that the nightmare may be over for the Morinaga Candy Company.
In their latest letter, Japan's candy poisoners say they've forgiven the confectionery company. For what, they don't say. But the comment is being taken by Morinaga as an indication that the six-month extortion campaign directed against it is over. More important to the company, most Japanese supermarket chains have come to the same conclusion. They've begun restocking Morinaga products on their shelves. Japanese police, led a not-so-merry chase by the extortionists, are understandably more skeptical. Although no one has been injured by eating tainted candy since the gang surfaced nearly a year ago, police failure to catch any suspects has been a major blow to their prestige. Besides Morinaga, four other major food makers in Japan have received extortion notes. Police fear the gang may now redirect its campaign against one of those companies, or a new victim. In their latest letter, the extortionists imply that only Morinaga is being let off the hook. We are planning something interesting, the letter says. Barbara Slavin for CBS News, Tokyo.
And Ken, you reported that power outage in Pacific Heights here in San Francisco just a little while ago.
All around the area, I understand.
Lee Hammer says there are scattered outages all over Northern California. Those gusty winds that we're talking about up in the Sierra are pretty gusty down here on the so-called flatland.
Heard from Marin County about an hour ago. They had a 5-second power outage there. That caused, no doubt, by the wind, too.
Oh, boy. All right. Watch it. Keep your hands on your hats and your holiday money. KCBS News time is 8:35.
Oh, Rochester, look at this doctor bill. $5. Now I really feel sick.
Times sure have changed. Today, health care is serious business. That's why you should know about Senior Care Plus. It's a new kind of health plan for Medicare beneficiaries from French Hospital Health Plan by contract with Medicare. With Senior Care Plus, there are no bills for covered hospital and doctor services. There are no claim forms to file. Prescription drugs are only $3 for a 34-day supply. And best of all, you choose your own personal physician from French Hospital Health Plan. All for only $28 a month. Senior Care Plus. Quality, personal care the way it used to be. Call today about our open houses. Or for more information, 668-5990. 668-5990.
KCBS News time, 8:36. Can you see the stars okay from where you are?
Stardate March 8th. The star Regulus is easy to find around now. It's the brightest star in the constellation Leo the Lion, now high overhead around midnight. Regulus is the bottom star in the prominent backwards question mark pattern that represents the head of Leo. Regulus is not the only interesting star in Leo. In fact, there's another noteworthy star near Regulus in the evening sky. This star is invisible unless you have a very dark sky. And even then, it sometimes disappears from view. It's what's called a variable star, whose shining light varies in brilliance. Sometimes the star is bright enough to be seen with the naked eye, and sometimes it's not. The star is called Arleonis. That's the letter R. It changes in brightness on an average time scale of 310 days. It's one of many known long-period variable stars whose brightness takes a long time to change. On the dome of the sky, Arleonis lies 5 degrees, about 10 times the diameter of the moon, westward of Regulus. Arleonis is too dim to see with the naked eye right now. It passed its brightest magnitude or point of visibility last December. But, in case you like colors, the star Arleonis is known for the intensity of its red light seen through a telescope. Its fiery red color is said to be sometimes tinged with purple. Our program is Stardate. Our head writer's Deborah Bird. We'd like to send you some information on astronomy, if you'd like it. Send us your name and address at the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, Austin, zip 78712. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
On News 74, KCBS.
That's it there, the blue one.
Okay, before the salesman can nab us, we'll dash behind the convertible, cut in front of the sedan, and sneak a peek at the sticker.
He's got a phone call.
Ready, go.
Shh.
Safe. Now, let's see. Air conditioning.
Power steering.
Fuel injection. 17 grand.
But it's beautiful.
Like it? Buy it. Maybe even with no down payment.
Uh-huh. And you have a bridge for sale, too, right?
Well, seriously, on approved credit, Home Federal can finance new cars up to 100%, as much as $25,000 for as long as 5 years. Mm-hmm. And Home Federal's APR is only 12.95%. Use my phone. Call for an application.
Would you...
Have Home Federal's number? But of course... 1-800-862-0539. Why are you smiling like that?
You have to ask.
Smile, you're in Home Federal Country to stay.
Home Federal Country today.
An equal opportunity lender. Certain restrictions apply. Offer may be withdrawn at any time. Bay Area forecast, gusty winds, the big factor right now. Down in the flatlands here, up in the Sierra, everywhere you go. Some power outages reported because of those gusty winds, but a chance of showers through tomorrow still remain. Highs in the 40s and 60s, lows in the 40s and 50s, northwest winds to 25 miles an hour. Currently 50 degrees in San Francisco, 51 in Redwood City, and in Bakersfield it's 76 degrees.
All right, Arthur, lie back and tell me what's on your mind.
Well, Doc, you know how much trouble I have making decisions?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this morning I finally decided to get a business computer.
Fine.
And I decided to get it at Computerland.
Good decision.
Computerland has the best selection, like IBM, AT&T, Apple, and Compaq, all at good prices. And they were so helpful, I had no trouble deciding on the right computer system.
It sounds like you did fine.
Yeah, but then I got confused.
Oh, confused?
Yeah, they told me that my purchase qualified me for a free round-trip ticket to anywhere Eastern Airlines flies in North America.
What's wrong with that?
Panicked and chose Cleveland.
Cleveland? Are you crazy? You could have gone to the Bahamas.
Just purchase a computer system of $2,500 or more from your participating Bay Area Computerland dealer, and he'll give you a free round-trip ticket to anywhere Eastern Airlines flies in North America. Almost 100 exciting destinations, even Cleveland. This offer not valid with special discount purchases. Certain travel restrictions apply.
I wonder if Computerland will fly me to Vienna.
And I wonder, too, an equal opportunity lender. Certain restrictions do apply. Offer may be withdrawn at any time. Visit Computerland stores in Walnut Creek and Los Altos. See movies you loved as a child at prices you thought you'd never see again. Lassie, Come Home begins the Marin Humane Society summer series Animals Classics Saturday afternoon in Novato. All you have to do is call 883-4621. KCBS News time is 841.
It appears the water in the Russian River is going to be safe to drink and touch by early next week. That story in from News 74's Jim Cullen.
About 10 days ago, Santa Rosa officials were forced to release 750 million gallons of treated sewage into the Russian River after the city's treatment plant became too full. Since that time, residents of the lower Russian River have been forced to drink trucked-in or bottled water, but they soon may be able to use the river water once again. State Water Quality Control official David Joseph says testing will take place this weekend.
They will start to pump the wells as soon as the river is declared back to normal. They'll start to pump the wells and test the water to make sure that contaminated water didn't get down through the gravels and into the wells. And I understand that they'll test for a period of 2 days. And if the bacterial samples check out all right, then the wells will be deemed safe and they'll start to pump water again.
Joseph said state water officials are also concerned about Ukiah's sewage treatment facility. Ukiah officials say their plant may become overloaded in about 3 weeks, but Joseph is confident they can find emergency storage facilities. In the North Bay, Jim Cullen, News 74, KCBS.
Sewage also the topic of conversation among some South Bay officials. Santa Clara County Bureau Chief Bill Polish reports several cities down there are closer to a decision on how best to get rid of their sewage.
Morgan Hill and Gilroy are discussing six plans to get rid of their sewage. Gilroy Planning Director Mike Warren says they include pumping the sewage onto the ground, treating it and dumping it into the Pajaro River, or piping it directly into Monterey Bay. Now, all the proposals will cost about $60 million to implement.
Cost at the preliminary station we are now, the cost is not enough significantly different to make that to be really a significant input onto the decision. The costs are similar enough that the decision is going to have to be based on the best possible system for, one, treating the sewage, and secondly, the long-term disposal of the treated wastewater.
So whichever alternative is selected, the sewage will end up in Monterey Bay one way or another over time. In the Santa Clara County Bureau, I'm Bill Polish, News 74, KCBS.
And the California Superintendent of Schools is in San Francisco. He's here today handing out midterm reports on the status of public schools. News 74's Betsy Rosenberg received her copy.
Bill Honig, addressing a public policy conference of the Institute for Contemporary Studies, gave his assessment of the educational reform movement 2 years after a federal study found our nation's schools in need of repair. Honig said, now that improving the quality of schools is a top priority in the public's eye, the reform effort is getting down to the meat and potatoes work of revamping textbooks, recruiting and training a new generation of teachers and principals, and holding schools accountable for the quality of education.
All those steps are moving ahead right now, and I think we're going to see the results when we take a look at our test scores, when we say, take a look at the curriculum and enrollments, our dropout rates, the amount of writing and homework, some common indicators of success for our schools.
At the Mark Hopkins in San Francisco, I'm Betsy Rosenberg, News 74, KCBS.
Report just into KCBS News, down at San Francisco International Airport yet. Two people in the water there. They were aboard a kayak, but they somehow went over the side. They are in the water being rescued now by the Coast Guard.
All right. And KCBS News time now is 8:44.
Now, the Bay Area's favorite playground offers a brand new way to enjoy Nevada.
And get two vacations in one.
Next time, try Reno, Reno.
There's the Reno of bright lights, spectacular stage shows, the country's top entertainers, major hotels, superb food.
Then there's the other Reno, unlimited outdoor recreation, including some of the best skiing you'll find anywhere.
And it's just 40 minutes from the heart of downtown Reno.
You may want to visit the world-famous automobile collection.
Or take a side trip to historic Virginia City.
And now you can call toll-free and get immediate information on the Reno Reno story.
You can make a room reservation.
Or find who's playing where.
Just dial 1-800-FOR-REN-O. That's 1-800-FOR-RENO.
And it's easier than ever to get to Reno Reno.
Most major airlines are now offering tremendous airfare bargains.
Or drive on up. Reno
Reno.
Choose the one for you.
Fairfield, 54 degrees right now, 49 degrees in San Rafael. KCBS News time, 8:46. Sports news coming up in just a minute.
You've heard us say it before.
We're proud to say it again.
$19.85 at the kind of deals you're looking for in a new Nissan. Like 8.8% APR financing in every brand new 1985 Nissan pickup. Plus, a $1,000 cash rebate in every two-wheel drive. $1,500 cash rebate in every 4x4. And a $1,500 cash rebate in every brand new 85 300ZX. Buy one of our four-star demos and get at least $2,500 or more. Guaranteed trade-in for any car or truck, regardless of condition. But only at Downtown Dodson, Downtown San Jose.
Oh, yes, we've said it before.
We're proud to say it again.
You
tell them,
JT.
We are the dealiness.
Downtown Dodson.
Come on down.
Lee Hammer tells us the San Jose Police Department's investigating a fatal hit-and-run accident in East San Jose at this hour. A police department spokesman says a pregnant woman and a male pedestrian were crossing the street at King Road and Christopher earlier this evening when a brown van heading northbound on King Road hit the two people. Police say the pregnant woman apparently died instantly. Her male companion was then thrown into the southbound lanes where he was hit by a yellow pickup truck. He's been taken to Alexian Brothers Hospital where he's in stable condition. Witnesses say the drivers of the cars apparently stopped for a while and then fled the scene.
On the KCBS Sports Line tonight, Don Klein coming right up with some gripes from the 49ers. In the USFL, we have a final tonight, the New Jersey Generals, 28, the Orlando Renegades, 10. And in the NBA, we have five finals in, Atlanta over Boston. The Celtics lost theirs, 114-105. New Jersey over Washington, 100-98. San Antonio over Detroit, 108-98. Chicago over New York, 109-104. Denver over Dallas, 141-140. That was in overtime, 141-140. Elsewhere in the top 20, a final, Commonwealth, 85, North Carolina, Charlotte, 62. And another final in the top 20, Loyola, Illinois, 101, New Orleans, 85. And in high school girls basketball over the Coliseum Arena in Oakland, McKinleyville, 55, Liberty Union, 43, and Bishop O'Dowd over Moreau of Hayward, 42-39. And now here's Don Klein.
The Giants have warned that the 1985 season will be their last for the team at Candlestick Park, and unless the 49ers get a more satisfactory deal than their existing lease, they too may be looking elsewhere. President and Coach Bill Walsh has been our Sportsline headliner and raises the question of the 49ers' lack of income from parking and concessions.
It is inequitable, and we are troubled with it, and we have been for some time. Certainly isn't anyone's fault, but it just so happens that the financial consequences in this day and age put the 49ers at a real disadvantage. So we would like to, we have to look at our lease with the city, because it's one of those things that on an ongoing basis leaves some dissatisfaction.
High on the priority list for the 49ers is improved facilities at Candlestick, including luxury boxes.
Any new stadium would feature luxury boxes. Candlestick can have them, but it's going to take a real project. We need that income. It's that simple. Other teams have it. That's why the Raiders left Oakland. It can be done, but on the other hand, if not done at Candlestick, we naturally have to look at alternatives.
One of which Walsh mentioned earlier on the KCBS Sports Line, possibly joining the Giants in a move to a proposed new stadium on the peninsula or in the South Bay. In baseball, veteran right-hander Don Sutton, who wants the A's to trade him to a club that would allow him to pitch closer to home in Southern California, has made good on his threat not to report to the A's spring training camp in Phoenix. Sutton remained away from the Oakland camp for the second day and doesn't appear ready to report in the near future. The 19-year veteran was obtained by the A's from Milwaukee in a trade for pitcher Ray Burris last December. And the Seattle Mariners and American League Rookie of the Year Alvin Davis have reached a contract agreement for the coming season. Davis hit .284 for Seattle last year with 27 homers. In golf, Curtis Strange overcame an 8-shot deficit to tie Fred Couples for the lead halfway through the pro golf tournament in Coral Springs, Florida. Both golfers at 13 under par 131, and that's 2 strokes ahead of rookie Mike Bright. That's the KCBS Sports Line. This is Don Klein, News 74, KCBS.
And now this commercial announcement. Do you know that hemorrhoids are one of the most common ailments in North America? Chances are you or a member of your family suffer from some degree of this disorder. AnuCare is a national health care organization established for outpatient treatment of hemorrhoids in an effective, humane, and economical manner. AnuCare cryosurgeons specialize in treating hemorrhoids and their related disorders by means of low-temperature therapy, modern medical procedure that is safe, simple, and relatively painless. At AnuCare, you're treated as an outpatient and no hospital stay is required. In most cases, you'll not lose time from work and your normal activities and lifestyle will not be changed. If you've noticed pain, bleeding, or other symptoms associated with hemorrhoids, call AnuCare today at 928-7500. AnuCare offices are located in San Francisco, Chicago, and Elgin, and are open days, evenings, and weekends for your convenience. Insurance is welcome. AnuCare, 928-7500. 928-7500. Donald D. LaMarca, M.D., Director. KCBS News Time, 8:52. Time for one of my kind of news items. If you've always wanted to own a buffalo, better figure on showing up in Denver Monday. Denver's auctioning off 36 head of yearling buffaloes to thin out its growing herds. Started way back when there were fewer than 100 buffalo in the whole country. Now there are more than 100,000. Now, what do you do with the buffalo where you roam? Well, they might be a little too big for pets for most people. The yearlings weigh in at about 400 pounds. A touch too much for the house, huh? Chet Castle, the News 74, KCBS. And KCBS News Time is 8:52. How's your money holding? KCBS.
How about taking a break? I think my feet are all danced out.
Oh, okay.
Whew. I haven't been so out of breath since Jim beat me at racquetball. That man is a terror on the court.
So he beat you, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's all charged up about the turnaround at NARDA.
NARDA? Turnaround?
Yeah, NARDA Microwave, his company.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't you seen the billboards and ads?
Oh, sure.
Jim practically talked my ear off, telling me how quality's way up and shipments have quadrupled.
Shipments of what? The secret to beating your friends at racquetball?
No. Some really sophisticated microwave components, gas FET devices, and amazing amplifiers on a chip called Monolithic Microwave ICs. They're selling like hotcakes.
Sounds like Jim's really on the move.
You're not kidding. He's on top of the world.
Sounds like I should look into NARDA. Maybe I can improve my racquetball game.
Isn't it time you turned around and looked at NARDA?
Let's take a look inside your billfold.
Your Dollars, sponsored in part by Dean Witter.
There's a new kind of life insurance on the market, and it has some rewarding advantages. Its name is Universal Life 2. I'm Marshall Loeb, managing editor of Money Magazine, with Your Dollars. First this.
If you keep your IRA in a bank, your investment is pretty locked in.
A Dean Witter IRA offers CD and money market investments just like a bank, but we also offer dozens of other investments that could make your IRA grow even faster. Talk to an account executive at any Dean Witter branch or Sears Financial Network Center, or call 1-800-THE-DEAN for a free IRA kit. See why a Dean Witter IRA might be better than money in the bank. Dean Witter, a member of the Sears Financial Network.
United Van Lines presents Stiller and Mira.
Are you Mr. Dregs, the manager?
Ex-manager, baby. Some Tootsie from Tacoma's replacing me.
I'm the Tootsie.
Was your move from Tacoma taxing?
No, United Van Lines handled everything.
I meant your move up the corporate ladder, Tootsie.
So did I, Dregs. All our corporate moving is handled by United. They're the best.
So am I, doll. Too bad I'm being transferred.
Better call United's Betty Malone for free information about Siberia.
We don't have an office in Siberia, sweetie.
We do now, Tootsie.
United Van Lines. We're in the Yellow Pages.
Until now, if you wanted to buy an insurance policy that combined insurance protection with an investment account, you could choose from among several kinds. But two in particular had their unique advantages. First, universal life. Until recently, it was the only kind of policy that offered so-called flexible premium features. That means you could vary from year to year the amount of your premium going into insurance coverage and the amount going into investments. But it's the company that decides just which investments your money flows into. That's not the case with the second kind of policy, called variable life. Until recently, it was the only kind of coverage that allowed you to switch the money in your investment account among a family of mutual funds. Now there's a type of policy that combines both features and offers you maximum control over where your insurance money goes. It's called Universal Life 2, or Flexible Premium Variable Life. It gives you both the flexible premium features of the ordinary Universal Life and the fund-switching privileges of Variable Life. Two companies, Acacia and Prudential, are now selling Universal Life 2. Eight others plan to begin offering it soon. If you're interested in Universal Life 2, you should ask your insurance agent for the recent performance records of the mutual funds that you can invest in through the policy. As with all life insurance that combines insurance with investment, any earnings are tax-deferred until you cash in the policy. If your beneficiary receives the earnings, then they are exempt from federal taxes. Still, Universal Life 2 may not be a good buy for you unless you plan to keep your policy at least 10 years. It'll probably take that long for your tax-sheltered earnings to make up for heavy sales charges in the early years of the policy. Your dollars, I'm Marshall Loeb on the CBS Radio Network.
Engineering, data processing, and finance professionals, GTE is hosting an adventure in career exploration Saturday, March 9th at Ricky's Hyatt in Palo Alto. We are having an open house for both GTE Sprint, providers of low-cost, long-distance telephone service, and GTE Government Systems, providers of advanced systems technology for the defense industry. Each company represents a unique combination of technological accomplishment and innovative management. If you are an experienced engineering, data processing, or finance professional, explore career opportunities with GTE Sprint in Burlingame or with GTE Government Systems in Mountain View, Massachusetts, and Washington, D.C. For details, see our ad in this Sunday's San Francisco Chronicle Examiner or San Jose Mercury News Professional Careers section. At GTE Government Systems, most positions require U.S. citizenship. GTE Sprint and GTE Government Systems, equal opportunity employers, working together to be the best.
KCBS News time is 8:57. Ken?
Chet, we have two reports in now. We want to expand on them. Two people still dog paddling in the water off SFO. The Coast Guard says they are responding to a report of an overturned 17-foot kayak about 50 yards south of the landing lights off a runway. Helicopters and rescue boats are on the way. Apparently, both people are wearing life jackets.
And word in from the Palo Alto Fire Department that they've finally controlled a three-alarm fire on the 500 block of Restradero Road near El Camino. One fireman, second-degree burns to his hands. A woman who lives near the fire says the blaze broke out between 5 and 5:30 this evening in buildings at an apartment complex. No further information right now available from the Palo Alto Fire Department or North Santa Clara County Communications. As soon as we get it, it'll be relayed right to you.
That's right. And, Chet, the jury that last week convicted Kevin Cooper on four counts of murder has decided he must die for his crimes. Cooper received the death penalty sentence for the deaths of four Chino residents, including two youngsters, and the wounding of a 10-year-old child.
And we're getting very close to 9 o'clock right now, and KCBS News time is 8:59.
Say hello to a goodbye.
Your Northern California Nissan Datsun dealer has done it again. Say hello to 8.8% APR financing. Qualified buyers save hundreds and hundreds of dollars in interest payments, even more depending on the truck you buy. Say goodbye to high interest rates and hello to 8.8% financing at participating Nissan Datsun dealers.
Say hello to a goodbye, Nissan Trucks 485.
News 74, KCBS Friday News Watch. This may be the last season to watch professional sports in San Francisco. The 49ers say they may go where the Giants go.
Chet, I understand this is the last time you and I will be working together.
That's right.
At KCBS.
Yeah.
You're a real pro, I must say.
Well, bless your heart. You're not so bad yourself.
Well, we hit around, don't we?
Oh, I reckon.
Ed Meese, fresh from his year-long battle for the Attorney General's post in San Francisco today to talk Reaganomics.
And I'm Chet Castleman.
I'm Ken Ackerman.
And KCBS News time is almost 9 o'clock right now. That's it for tonight. We're inviting you to stay tuned now for the Larry King Show, which comes up right after the CBS Network News at exactly 9 o'clock. And I hope you have a great weekend. See you around, huh? KCBS in San Francisco, right before your ears. 9 o'clock.
CBS News, this is Mitchell Krause. A meeting involving Nicaraguan rebel leaders and major opposition figures due to be held Saturday morning in Costa Rica has apparently been canceled. The Reuters news agency says Costa Rica has expelled Adolfo Calero, the head of the largest anti-Sandinista rebel group, because Costa Rica felt its participation in the meeting would violate Costa Rican neutrality. It also feared it would jeopardize the release by Nicaragua of a student at the center of a diplomatic dispute between Nicaragua and Costa Rica. However, the meeting due to begin in a few hours between Secretary of State Schultz and Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega in Montevideo, Uruguay, is still on tap. This despite indications on both sides that little progress toward a reconciliation is likely as a result of the talk. In El Salvador, a delegation of American Catholic bishops has been meeting with Salvadoran leaders. Scott Wallace reports.
President Jose Napoleon Duarte asked the American bishops to support a continuation of military and economic aid to El Salvador. Archbishop John O'Connor of New York said Duarte told the bishops he needs the aid to consolidate the democratic process here. The U.S. Catholic Church has strongly opposed military solutions to the five-year-old civil war and urges dialogue with the rebels. The Salvadoran Church has played a major role in the dialogue process begun by Duarte last year, but right-wing pressures have stalled the talks. And government officials do not expect another round of meetings with the rebels until after national elections are held at the end of this month. Scott Wallace for CBS News, San Salvador.
Your days go by fast. Your work never seems to end. So much to do and only one of you. Whirlpool knows the value of your time.